When I first read the passage of 1 John, the theme of light and darkness immediately stood out to me. Now, that may have something to do with me being a huge Star Wars fan, but nonetheless, it stood out to me. The passage talks about walking in the light of God and then straying away from that light, putting yourself into the darkness. When I think of darkness, I think of two types or interpretations of darkness: the darkness within us, or the darkness around us, or the darkness of the times. I believe that both interpretations are certainly relevant now. I know this year has been tough for all of us, but I also think that these two interpretations are very close together, sort of connected, and I think that the darkness of the times and the darkness around us can often lead to darkness within us. It can seem hopeless at times, trying to fight the darkness around us, which can lead us to questioning ourselves and our faith. I started my senior year of high school this past year with a lot of uncertainty. I was afraid of the virus because my parents were high risk, so I was very cautious when returning to school in August. I wore a mask, like most people there, and I dropped out of all the classes that I didn't need to graduate. I did that because I wanted to limit the amount of time I spent around people so I could avoid the virus and protect myself and my parents. That left me with one class every day for both semesters, and of course, that one class had to be 8:15 in the morning. So, every day, I drag myself out of bed, eat a short breakfast, and head off to my one morning class. Usually, when I'm in class, I can see people's faces, but now everyone's wearing masks. Everyone really just kept themselves, because we all know how difficult it is to have conversations through masks. I've often been notorious in talking in class, which I inherited from my mother. But this year, I couldn't be bothered. I was tired, I had a mask on, I just didn't have the motivation to talk. Prior to the pandemic, me and my friends would gather for lunch every day and just talk, joke, and have fun. Now, I was in my second semester of my senior year, and I had not hung out with my friends together in over a year. I guess that really bugged me, because by that point, I was just done. The only time I would really talk to anyone else is when the teacher asked me a question. Other than that, I would just sit there, do my work, or just stare at my iPad, scrolling through news headlines, playing games, other things I'm not supposed to do. And when that class ended, I would gather my things, walk out to my car, and go home. And when I got home, I still wouldn't really do anything. I would just sit there, play some video games, do some homework, and that was it. And I had never really understood the concept of depression, as it had never really been a problem for me, but now I had a better idea of what it was. You don't really know how good you had it in your life until it's all taken away. I had let the darkness of the times get to me, and I felt alone, abandoned, and just sad. So there I was, suffering through my morning class in my last semester of high school. The bell rang, so I gathered my things, and I headed out of the classroom. I walked down the hall, studying the floor as I walked, not really acknowledging anyone around me as per usual. And then I got to the stairs and was about to climb down those long three flights to the parking lot when I heard someone say, "Hey, Michael." I stopped, I looked up, and I saw a girl walk past me that I knew. I said hello back, and I continued on my way. Now, I know the girl probably didn't even think twice about saying hello to me. That was really the first time anyone had gone out of their way to speak to me that entire year. And every day, she would come and say hello to me, and I would reply back. And that was all it took. I had created this sort of mentality in my head that the whole world was against me and that no one really cared about me, as is a common symptom of loneliness. But when she said hello to me in the hall, that mentality was just shattered. She didn't know it, but she was the light in my darkness. And that's all it can take. Just talking to someone, reaching out to someone, even if it's just a simple hello, an acknowledgement of their existence, it can make such a big difference. That girl lit up the darkness in me and around me with just a simple hello. After that, I started talking to people, interacting more in class. And just imagine if everyone was like that, if everyone cared about everyone else, if everyone just carried the mentality of caring for those other than yourself, then there would be no darkness left. And it's so simple. And now I might be reaching here because I thought of all this just after some girl said hello to me. But even that just goes to show how big of an impact you can have on someone by doing the simplest things. And this all reminds me of a TED Talk that we listened to in youth once. To make the story short, a speaker got some guy to give some girl a lollipop, and that guy and girl went on to get married. So in the TED Talk, the speaker talks about what I kind of just reiterated of how you have no idea what impact you have on somebody else by doing the simplest things. A thing as simple as giving someone a lollipop. A thing as simple as saying hello to someone. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. Essentially, this is saying if we walk the walk and talk the talk, then we'll have fellowship with one another. And fellowship is described in a dictionary that I read as friendly association. And I don't know about you, but from the story I just described, that sounded a lot like friendly association. So perhaps if we all strived to have fellowship with one another, then that the darkness would not stand a chance. There would be no darkness left. And we would be able to walk in the light alongside God. If we were all just to take the time to care for one another, to care about and for one another, then perhaps we could just eliminate the darkness altogether. And that's all I'm asking everyone to do. Care for one another. Say hello to people. Because if we do that, the darkness doesn't even stand a chance. Amen.